A Bloomberg News story today explains why the United States is going to escape the effects of the global downturn. Too bad it's wrong. I'm Charles Goyette. The Bloomberg story's headline reads, "The $11 trillion advantage that shields U.S. from turmoil." The idea is that consumer spending, about 70% of America's $16.8 trillion GDP, or about $11 trillion altogether, is on sure footing and will continue to grow, powering the U.S. right through the global slowdown. The reporter cites one analyst who says the U.S. is going to be pretty immune to the rest of the world. Another one dismisses the impact of Europe and China and Japan all slipping into darkness, saying with a verbal wave of the hand that Americans don't live in the world, they live in the U.S. That observation should qualify for the next edition of the dumb things people said about the economy. But of course, those comments, like most in the financial press, are from people with firms that sell stocks. They're securities dealers. The rah-rah talk is expected, and therefore it's not very enlightening. Look, there are a couple of things in recent economic developments that are good for the American economy. Lower oil prices will save Americans a lot at the gas pump and in heating costs this winter, and that's good for households. But are we to suppose that Americans will see what is going on in the rest of the world, the shrinking economies of Europe and Japan, and not adjust their behavior? The Fed insisted that the wealth effect, created by higher stock prices as it shoveled money Wall Street's way, would goose consumer spending. If so, then can't we expect a reverse wealth effect and reduced spending when the market stalls or falls? Is a 1,000-point Dow sell-off in a couple of weeks supposed to escape the notice of American investors and consumers? If people change their behavior when their 401k statements get bigger, don't they also change their behavior when their accounts shrink? When the high dollar slows the overseas sales of American manufacturers, don't their employees begin looking over their shoulders, wondering just how safe their jobs are and their future is? When they do, it impacts their spending. It impacts consumer spending. It is a cliche, of course, to note that it's a global economy, but it's true nonetheless. Around the world, we are one another's producers and consumers. Somebody should straighten up the analyst who thinks that Americans don't live in the world and tell him that the closing bells of the markets around the world toll for us all. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.